The Unlucky Lottery by Håkon Nesser. Translated by Laurie Thompson and read by David Timpson. For the man in the street, the most important thing is to realize that deeds have consequences. For a detective, they have causes. Erwin Bastoibel, Detective Inspector. 1. Chapter 1. The last day of Valdemar Leverkusen's life could hardly have begun any better. After a windy night of non-stop rain, mild autumn sunshine was now creeping in through the kitchen window. From the balcony overlooking the courtyard, he could hear the characteristic soft cooing of lovelorn pigeons and the fading echo of his wife's footsteps on the stairs as she set off for the market. The Neuverblatt was spread out on the table in front of him, and he had just laced his morning coffee with a couple of drops of gin, when Wouters rang. "We won," Wouters said.
"Won?" said Leverkusen.
"By Christ, yes, we won," said Wouters. "They said so on the radio."
"On the radio? Bugger me if we haven't won 20,000, 5 each, and not a day too soon."
"The lottery?"
"The lottery, yes. What else? What did I tell you? There was something special in the air when I bought the ticket. My God, yes. She sort of coaxed it out, as if she really was picking out the right one. Mrs. Milkerson, in the corner shop. 2551655. It was the fives that won it for us, of course. I've had the feeling this was going to happen all week."
"How much did you say?"
20,000, for God's sake, 5 each. I'll have to ring the others. Let's have a party at Freddy's this evening. Damn it all, a knees up in Capernaum is called for."
5,000, said Leverkusen. But Wouters had already hung up. He remained standing for a while with the receiver in his hand, feeling rather dizzy.
5,000 euros?
He blinked carefully a few times, and when his eyes started to focus again, they turned automatically to look at the wedding photograph on the bureau, the one in the gold frame, settled gradually on Marie-Louise's round and milk-fresh face, her dimples and corkscrew curls, a warm wind in her hair, glitter in her eyes. That was then, he thought. She was a stunner in those days. 1948. As tasty as a cream cake. He took out his handkerchief and blew his nose, scratched himself a little tentatively in the crotch.
It was different nowadays, but that's the way it is with women. Early blossoming, childbirth, breastfeeding, putting on weight. Reluctant.
It was sort of in the nature of things. Different with men. So very different. He sighed and went out of the bedroom, continued his train of thought even though he didn't really want to. That seemed to happen so often nowadays.
Men, oh yes. They were still up for it much longer. That was the big difference. That damned big difference.
Mind you, it evened itself out towards the end. Now well into the autumn of his life, he rarely got the urge any more. It had to be admitted. That applied to both of them. But what else could you expect? 72 and 69. He'd heard about people who could still keep going for longer than that, but as far as he was concerned, it was probably all over and done with. He'd just have to make the best of it.